Good Tuesday morning, church, and we welcome you to our continuing Bible study as we continue on in reading John chapter 3. This morning we'll be reading chapter 3 verses 22 through 36, and in this passage of scripture, the disciples of John the Baptist speak to him about those who are being baptized by Jesus and following him. And John acknowledges that his own ministry must now decrease as the ministry of Jesus increases. So let's get right to it as we continue on in John chapter 3, beginning at verse 22. After this, Jesus and his disciples went to the province of Judea, where he spent some time with them, and he baptized. John also was baptized in Anon, not far from him, because there was plenty of water in that place. People were going to him, and he was baptizing them. This was before John had been put into prison. Some of John's disciples began arguing with a Jew about the matter of ritual washing. So they went to John and told him, "Teacher, you remember the man who was with you on the east side of the Jordan, the one that you spoke about? Well, he is now baptizing and everyone is going to him." And John answered, "No one can have anything unless God gives it. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. The bridegroom is the one to whom the bride belongs, but the bridegroom's friend, who stands by and listens, is glad when he hears the bridegroom's voice. This is how my own happiness is made complete. He must become more important, while I become less important. He who comes from above is greater than all. He who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks about earthly matters, but he who comes from heaven is above all. He tells what he has seen and heard, yet no one accepts his message. But whoever accepts his message confirms by this that God is truthful. The one whom God has sent speaks God's word, because God gives him the fullness of the Spirit. The Father loves his Son and has put everything in his power. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not have life, but will remain under God's punishment." All right, that's the end of the scripture reading. Now today's key verse is John chapter 3 and verse 34. Where it says, "The one whom God has sent speaks God's word, because God gives him the fullness of his Spirit." You know, in today's reading, the ministries of Jesus and John appear to occur simultaneously. And it's obvious that when John's disciples found out about Jesus and his message, they were pretty upset. And so they came to John and they told him, "Hey, this guy's out there, he's baptizing too." But then John said something, and so insightful. He said, "I must decrease so that he can increase." And you know, each one of us must decrease in ourselves so that Jesus can increase in his living through us. All right, in today's reading, oh, we already did that. We need to just go ahead and pray. Lord Jesus, I rejoice with you when others accept you as their Savior. Like John the Baptist, my happiness is complete when I hear and obey your voice. Amen. All right. Well, we thank you so much for joining us today for our Tuesday's reading of the Word of God. And I pray each of you here will have a blessed day. We will talk to you tomorrow.